From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump told law enforcement officials Wednesday his January executive order restricting entry of people from seven countries is both clear and lawful, and warned the nation's security could be at risk without the ban.
It was done for the security of our nation, the security of our citizens, so that people come in who aren't going to do us harm. And that's why it was done. And it couldn't have been written any more precisely. It's not like, oh, gee, we wish it were written better. It was written beautifully.
Mr. Trump took aim at the federal courts, which for now have halted the order's implementation.
When you read something so perfectly written and so clear to anybody, and then you have lawyers and you watched, I watched last night in amazement, and I heard things that I couldn't believe. Things that really had nothing to do with what I just read. And I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political.
A federal appeals court said it will likely rule this week whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend the ban. It's grappling with the extent of the president's authority, whether the order violates the Constitution's prohibition against favoring one religion over another. The case could end up before the Supreme Court. Somali lawmakers elected a new president Wednesday, choosing former Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, a dual U.S. Somali citizen. The Electoral Committee Chairman Abdulrahman Bele called it a happy day, heralding a new state in history, called for unity behind the country's new leader. Mohamed declared the winner after two rounds of voting by the Somali parliament under tight security at the city airport. He pledged to improve security, fight corruption, and assist the poor. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Iraq said he believes U.S.-backed forces will be able to wrest control of Islamic State's last urban strongholds, Raqqa in Syria and Mosul in Iraq.
We take away their two capitals, their Iraqi capital of Mosul and their Syrian capital of Raqqa. They're not going to really be able to claim that they have a physical caliphate anymore.
Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend cautioning that that doesn't mean the defeat of Islamic State. He said they'll still be around and change their nature. The U.S. Defense Department has been tasked by President Donald Trump to come up with a plan to accelerate the campaign to defeat the IS group. Meanwhile, the Pentagon said two airstrikes carried out early this month killed 11 al-Qaeda operatives near the northwest Syrian city Idlib, including one with ties to deceased al-Qaeda mastermind Osama bin Laden. Turkey, meanwhile, claimed that Syrian rebels that it backs have captured the outskirts of the ISL town of al-Bab in northern Syria. The UN Wednesday appealed for more than $2 billion in relief aid for Yemen, where it warned that millions are under the threat of famine and war. Stephen O'Brien heads the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
Humanitarian access in Yemen is severely limited due to fighting and bureaucratic impediments. To the parties to the conflict, I remind them that granting rapid and unimpeded humanitarian access is a key obligation under international humanitarian law.
He spoke during a donors' conference in Geneva focused on the desperate need for food and shelter for millions in that impoverished nation. Russia's opposition leader Alexei Navalny has accused the Kremlin of trying to prevent him from taking part in next year's presidential election after he was handed a five-year suspended sentence for embezzlement. Navalny, referring to the country's constitution, insisted Wednesday anyone not in prison can take part in an election. Navalny, who maintains his innocence, said he'll appeal the sentence. He expects to challenge President Vladimir Putin, who has yet to formally declare his intention to seek another term. The Russian embassy in Nigeria said seven Russians and a Ukrainian were kidnapped by armed pirates from a cargo ship in Nigerian waters. It didn't say when the abduction took place, but Nigerian authorities have been asked for help in locating the sailors of the BBC Caribbean, a Dutch-owned ship. In Central African Republic, a militia leader and pastor were among at least five people killed Wednesday in violence in Bangui, the capital's Flashpoint PK5 neighborhood. More than two dozen were wounded following the joint military operation by UN peacekeepers and local forces sent to question the militia leader. And Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions has been confirmed by the Senate as Attorney General, the nation's top law enforcement official. Sessions cleared the Senate late Wednesday on his virtual party line vote, 52-47. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.